I know Brother Paul would like to give us some closing comments to the convention. And then after we hear from Brother Paul, we're going to sing hymn number 64, God Be With You, till we meet again. So Brother Paul.
I use this thing as an assurance of walking. Dear brethren, again, you know, this is an era, a special era. This is the last convention in Waterbury. Lord only knows if they will ever come again. I remember Norwalk used to have a convention. Or Norwich. That's no longer there. It's others. The Waterbury class thanks you many for what you've done to help us throughout the years, especially the last 5 or 6 years that we've had a necessity for guest speakers, guest elders to help us, and all of you to help with the chairs. Nonetheless, we thank you for that. Waterbury class consists of Brother Tony and Sister Harriet Timonis, Sister Venice Timonis, Sister Mary Gray, Sister Martha Dvorak, Sister Aline McCaslin, and Sister Frances Crandall. Almost half of them are unable to attend for different reasons. I'm sure you by now know the reasons. Sister Aline is almost totally incapacitated with arthritis. Sister Frances lives in Tennessee, and our communication is by tapes during our studies. And Sister Martha lives with a niece in Wallingford. So we have generally 4 and 5 at regular attendances. And those meetings will continue. It's a different situation altogether, brethren. Never in my life had I thought that it would come to this. It's strange. Hard to accept. But we know, brethren, that your love shown here and to me and to the rest of the brethren has been overwhelming. Might it continue that way? Myself, I'll be leaving Connecticut probably sometime in August. I haven't forgotten you. You've been the greatest part of my life, you brethren here. Either at the convention here, New Haven, New London, Norwich, New York, New Brunswick, all these conventions, we've got to know each other pretty well. Very well, in fact. Keep up the faith, brethren. Enjoy the spirituality that you have. Can you continue to abide in the Lord? Many of us are in the older groups. How much more time we have no idea. I know not what awaits me, as the hymn says. Whatever it is, it'll come to pass. And I hope that we all of us here, the Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. Come up higher. If we don't see you on this side of the veil, brethren, we'll see you on the other. And I look forward to that grand time when I'll see not only my family, but all the families that I've known, if the Lord so chooses it to be that way. What a grand reunion that's going to be. Think of that. You're going to see your parents if they were consecrated and so forth. What a grand... That gives us a hope that the world cannot even imagine. So keep that hope within you, brethren. There's nothing like the faith that the Lord has given us through His many servants, 7 messengers, the elders that we've heard speaking over the years. That's all part of developing our faith. Let's remember that. Brethren, the Lord bless you all. Keep you, guide you. Never trust in the world. World has nothing to offer us. Oh, it's a good place. It's a beautiful place. This is God's creation. But He made it for humanity. Our hopes are higher. We hope for immortality. Not mortality, immortality. New creation. The world was the last new creation. But there's going to be one more. There is already. Since the resurrection of the sleeping saints. And we will be changed in a moment to the twinkling of the eye. How grand a picture that is. How grand a promise. This is what the Lord died for. This is what He promised. And we're going to, brethren, avail ourselves of that promise. He's given it to us. Let's keep it up. Trust each other. Help each other, brethren. Have pity on those that need it. Pray for the brethren. Help them whenever you can. Lord bless you all. Lord, keep you and guide you.
Brother Paul, I want to give you a symbolic hug from all of us. We love you. Brethren, let's turn to hymn number 64.